We've got a vision of loveliness as well as Max in.
Thank you.
There's a lovely lady that's joined us from the old gaffers. Do you know what? I'm dreadful, Woodenhose. I know you've told me your name.
Debbie.
Debbie.
It's Debbie Cotton.
How are you, Debbie? You're right.
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Now, you are with the... You're the top lady? Are you she who should be obeyed at the old gaffers?
Well,
what you say goes.
If it worked, yes.
So you're putting the old gaffers this year together?
I am.
So how difficult a job is that?
Very, very difficult.
Because you've got to work with just about everybody, haven't you? You've got to work with Whitelink.
Because
obviously it all coincides with ferries and people getting off the ferries and so on.
And also they're very, very big sponsors. So they help us as much as they can.
Good on them. Good on them. And I'm guessing you get a load of people coming in on the boats as well.
Well, we've never been able to count them because everything's free, really. And so really we can only guess that it's probably 30,000 to 40,000 people come over the 3 days.
Good grief! There's a lot of people for Yarmouth, isn't it?
Now, yeah.
So let's first of all put it out there. The dates this time around, three days.
The dates are May the 29th, 30th, and 31st. It's the end of the bank holiday week, and it's the Friday. We open at noon on the Friday with the Pink Panther opening the festival. Oh, perhaps you could come and do that at the opening.
Yeah, if you can't turn up.
We could, yeah. Yeah, how brilliant is that? So the Pink Panther opening this year.
Well, it's because the theme is in the pink. And the reason, should I tell you what?
The reason is because
all our programmes, every year, £1 from the programmes goes to a charity of our choice. This year, the charity is the Breast Cancer Campaign for Research and Awareness, and their colour is pink. So we thought we'd make the whole of Yarmouth pink for 3 days and pink up everything, including the Pink Panther.
Brilliant. Mm. What a great idea. That is going to be a massive success, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope so.
Even if the weather is, a bit grim maybe, but it will still be a success. But hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to get wonderful weather. What's the success rate weather-wise in that period of time? Because you more or less do it the same sort of time every year.
We do. I'm too scared to say this, but we have torrential rain up to the Thursday, and the Friday, Saturday and Sunday is a heat wave, and that's been pretty much like that for the last 6 years.
Fingers crossed.
I'm hoping it'll stay the same.
Do you get all the businesses coming together? Does the whole town come together?
Everybody does something. We have probably about 160 volunteers over the weekend that just come to help us sell the programmes, sell the dance tickets for the evenings, which I will tell you about shortly.
Okay.
We need people there all the time, marshalling. We have people looking after the car parks. Southern Vectors buses are amazing. They help us with the buses running park and ride services to the car parks.
Brilliant.
We have three car parks.
I didn't realise it was this big, did you?
Well,
I don't think I've ever been.
I knew it was big, but when you say 40,000 people, you
exactly.
think, "Wow, that's
160 people helping and all that."
But it is a big old event. Mm.
You're going to have to come. I have to make sure you both come.
Yeah, should we go together?
Shall we go together?
Because we never go together anywhere, do we?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
We don't like to be seen out.
We've been married for 20 years, but we never... So come on, what's going on? What can we see?
Okay. Well, this year is actually the 19th festival. And so every year we have, as I said, a different theme, a different charity. This year the evenings are going to be fairly spectacular. Friday night we've got what we call the Pink Island Extravaganza. This is the first time we've ever used all island bands, and we're using everyone's favourite iconic island band. So, as you said earlier, we've got Derek Sandy.
Hey!
Hey!
Caribbean Melody. We've got the White Pipes, who are like Celtic music, but that have a huge following. And then we're topping off the whole evening with the Accelerators, who do rock and roll from 60s to the 80s. So it should be a great family evening.
Brilliant.
Something for everyone.
All around. Yeah.
And you'll have loads of other street entertainers and things like that.
Oh, yeah, that's only after 6:30 and they need a ticket for that.
Okay.
But throughout the day, we have bands playing in the Marquee on the Quay. They play from about 11 o'clock in the morning, right the way through to 6:30 when you have to have a ticket. And there are all sorts of bands. There's the Guitar Club from the Isle of Wight. We have a couple of jazz bands that play. We have some Kayleigh bands. I mean, I've got, if you get a programme, you know, right, you find out who's on when, because lots of them will be everybody's favourite.
And the pound goes to the good cause as well.
Yes, the pound from...
Get your pound out there.
Get your pound out there.
Yeah, and in the square we have street theatre, from which we bring down from Covent Garden. We have flamethrowers, we have monocyclists, and we have the Yarmouth School Children
what's
singing.
What's a monocyclist?
Well, they're like those great big wheels.
Yeah?
And they sit on the top, like really tall, about 6
only
foot
one
off
wheel.
The ground, and just one wheel, and yeah, and juggle when they get to the top, or flamethrow.
Sounds good to me.
You're going to give it a go, are you?
I'll give it a go.
Well, yeah, you were worried about the chair you were sat on earlier on. That's got three wheels.
We have the Grand Theatre of Lemmings, who are absolutely brilliant stilt walkers, and they come in all sorts of different fancy dresses. So that sometimes they're like policemen, and they're like 12 foot high. Sometimes they're both together in a boat, and sometimes they're on a camel, and they just cruise
excellent
around. There's lots of really fun things, and it's for children as well. It's for all the family.
All the family.
Yeah.
And you've left off the most important thing.
What?
Food.
Ah! That's
yeah, we like to know about food.
There's always food there. On the quay, we're going to have... I don't know exactly what we're going to have this year. We're going to have some new things. We're going to have, I think, game burgers. We had kangaroo burgers. I don't know if
wow
they jump or not. But maybe they do. We have paella. We have German sausages. We have risotto. We have fish, lots of fish over on the green.
Excellent.
Yes, there's plenty of food. And, of course, we have lots of ice creams. We have sweets and fudges from France. And we have cheese from all around the world. We have a really big market in the middle of the square. It's not
wonderful
all food, though. It's all sorts of things. We have yeah Peruvian knitwear and wooden things that are made out in the Far East.
Excellent. It sounds
yeah
wonderful. It always sounds wonderful, to be honest. But I would say this year, I don't know, as you pointed out, there's a lot more different things going on. I think it's great. I think people might want to know what the prices are, the evening tickets.
It's £10 for the evening ticket,
right,
and you can buy them at White Link, or the Southern Vectis have a kiosk down in Yarmouth. You can buy them there. But White Link's usually the best because they're open, you know, from very early in the morning right the way through.
Brilliant.
Till late in the evening.
And an amount of money goes to, obviously, charity. So that's a wonderful
well
thing as well.
All the programmes that we sell, we give a third of that to the charity. The festival itself costs something in the region of about £90,000, of which we can only make, this is very approximate, about 45 or 50. So our sponsors, we rely on them primarily, and it is White Link. The Harbour Commissioners are fantastic. Southern Vectis, Watermark, Savills. That all the money that they give helps us pay for everything. And if we have extremely good weather, the car parks are the only thing where it's variable.
Yeah.
And anything we make over and above what we need, then it goes back into the community for some project of some kind.
That sounds brilliant. It really does. Can we find out more details on a website?
Yes, you can. It is www.yarmoutholdgaffersfestival.co.uk, and that's probably the best place. If they look up any of the things like Visit Ireland or like that, they always have a link through to our website.
Sure.
So you can see what's on. And what I didn't mention, we have the Big Boys Toys Field.
Mm. Right.
For big boys. And they like...
You can't go, Ian.
We're almost the biggest vintage and veteran car display that goes on the island. And there's all bikes in there. It's great. It's all, as I say, for big boys.
All right, okay.
The marquee on the quay is the Pink Panther Bar, which is the biggest real ale festival on the island.
Ah,
and
nice.
It's all real ale down there.
That's where you'll find me.
Yeah, well, between there and the big boys' toys.
Yeah. I'll be watching Max in the big boys'
field.
I'll
be on the bike thing.
Because you'll be...
yeah, you'll be on the unicycle in the square.
You mentioned veterans. I thought that's where you were going to go. Ah. Just do the website one more time.
Oh, just dropped it.
It's www.yarmoutholdgaffersfestival.co.uk. Thanks for coming in, and good luck with it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I've left you some tickets, so... you can either come or you can have a competition with some of them.
I never mind the competition. We'll just come.
Coming. Competition.
Thank you, Debbie, for coming in.